Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 31st. These are today's vital statistics. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday, August 26th at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Visitation will be today from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10:45 at the church. John is survived by his wife Rita, brothers and sister James, Leonard and Susan, Dennis and Rita, Ruth and Bruce Klang, and Bernard and Cindy, many nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley at 2:30 p.m. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, we encourage you to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Dick is survived by his wife, Jean Greenheck, children Ted and Nancy Greenheck, Tracy and Stephen Massey, siblings Janice Donatel and Steve and Luann Greenheck, two grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday, August 28th at home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City.